Gorham Arial will soon be running through the streets of London in Olympic colors. But back when he was a student at Concord High School, he had a more modest start to his training.
Yeah, initially, when he first moved here, apparently he was running to Hannaford, running to school. He didn't have a car or a bike, and, you know, people who got to know him couldn't believe that that's how he got about.
Annie Samuels and her family hosted Marial in 2005 when he was a senior in high school. The Samuels are one of three families in Concord that took Marial under their wings while he developed from a total unknown to a local track star and now an international celebrity. Marial's story is a long and rocky one, beginning in Sudan during a violent civil war, which he described in an interview on PRI's The World.
At night, around 1 a.m., the security force came to our house. And from there, they start beating up my aunt. And I was sleeping there on the door at the room with my cousin. And all we heard was the sound of my aunt screaming. And we got up. As I opened the door, all I felt was the butt of the rifle on my jaw.
The soldiers broke Marial's jaw. After that, he and an uncle fled to the U.S., hoping to find safety. Once in New Hampshire, he began learning English by watching Sesame Street and worked almost full-time at Hannaford so he could help support his family. In between all that, a gym teacher discovered his cardiovascular prowess and hooked him up with the track coach.
So he tested me, came and showed up with my basketball shirt and my basketball shoes, and he let me run on the track.
At that first informal tryout, the coach, who was no slouch on the track himself, found that despite the basketball shoes, he couldn't keep up with Marial. And classmate Pete Samuels, who both ran and lived with Marial, says that was always the case.
Gore was sort of miles ahead of us, figuratively and literally.
Not that that was a problem, says Samuels, because Marial's talent and infectious cheer lifted the whole team.
Running behind someone with such a beautiful stride who's so smooth, you just sort of develop admiration more than frustration that he's faster than you.
Marial earned a scholarship to run at Iowa State on a Division I team, and in 2011 graduated with a degree in chemistry. Less than a year after graduating, he ran his very first marathon in just over 2 hours and 14 minutes. That's 26 miles at almost 5 minutes a mile. It's good enough for top 20, maybe even top 10 in the Olympics. But there are issues. South Sudan, as a country, is only a year old and not recognized by the International Olympic Committee. Marial is not yet an American citizen, and Sudan is not a country that he wants to represent. He lost 28 family members in conflicts there. But thankfully, this perfect Olympic story seems to be getting its fairy tale conclusion. Here's Senator Jean Shaheen, who threw her weight behind Marial's Olympic bid, thanking the IOC for letting him run as an independent.
I look forward to welcoming Gore home from the Olympics as a winner, regardless of the outcome of the marathon.
Marial's is just the kind of story that makes the Olympic season so inspiring. The humble, hardworking refugee escapes hardship and overcomes obstacles to compete in the Olympics. And it doesn't hurt that those who lived with him, like Annie Samuels, say he's a really great guy.
Neat, clean, kind, funny, helpful. I know I'm making it sound like he's perfect. He's not perfect.
Really?
The only thing he did was he lost a lot of socks, but the previous family told me that I'd have to buy a lot of socks, so I was forewarned.
The Olympic marathon takes place on August 12th, and wearing nothing but the five rings of the Olympics on his uniform, Gore Marial will be there. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.